You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business.
And people have requested that I tell this story. Sometimes in life, and we might make it a free download. We may have a whole section of free downloads there eventually, but definitely you're able to come back to this either on iTunes or YouTube. In fact, you can subscribe for free to iTunes or YouTube. It's actually what helps grow the channel, the channels and our company, I should say, is when you subscribe, we get more views. And if you like this kind of content, to really help yourself and help others and get to the truth about the world, you know, you can go to believecontest.com. And if you subscribe to our free channels, there's nothing you have to do. You don't have to pay for anything. There's nothing you have to do that's paid there. We want to give you a $250 gift card if we choose your question or comment or story or feedback as the best. We do this multiple times a month, and this is a way for me to incentivize you to take action, ask tough questions. I want to answer them, and we're going to pick the best ones and give you a $250 gift card where I'm actually giving money away to help this grow. And I'm honored to do that. It's the best thing I could think to do with $250. But I would love if you could help me and share this community. So believecontest.com. So this formula, this is actually a formula. And it's more than just a technique. In this case, I guess you can use those words interchangeably, right? Because there's a process to this, just like there's a process to some techniques. But what we're going to do is call this the Championship Business and Life Formula. And this comes from a story where I played football at the University of Michigan in front of 111,000 fans. I got on the field, you know, a few times. My size, that was a great accomplishment. I actually had a fractured spine when I was 15. I was in a back brace for 6 months. I don't even know that my collegiate coaches knew this. I actually had the honor of playing for two national championship coaches, one at the University of Central Florida named Gene Chizik. And if we take a look here, you can see one at the University of Michigan named Lloyd Carr. And he won a national championship. And then Gene Chizik was the defensive coordinator at UCF, and he went on to win the national championship at Auburn with Cam Newton as quarterback, who is in the NFL now. So this really stems from, if I can focus on Coach Carr, and this was a big part of my life. Football, growing up, the first segment, I spoke about the technique, the freedom and love technique. And football growing up, in a way, helped me to express my anger, my brother dying, and things like that. So football was a major part of my life up until I graduated when I was 22. And I was happy and I'm honored to have played it. And at the level I was able to play it at. So Lloyd Carr, he would always yell two things: pay attention and be on time. Pay attention and be on time. And he would just yell it randomly. So it was pretty funny. He'd walk in the room and say, pay attention. You know, that's actually the best voice I could probably do. And then be on time as well. Be on time. And actually, that's probably a little bit, it's pretty similar. But there was a lot to that. There's a lot to those two things. If you want to get into how that can actually help you make money, we're going to get into that now. So step one is pay attention. It sounds very simple, but you know, that program at the time, that football program at the University of Michigan, I don't know that the talent was tremendously better than at University of Central Florida, but the attention to detail was second to none. And pay attention in business and in terms of making money and doing actually anything in life is a key element. I cannot emphasize this enough. I would love for us, all of us, including me, I can pay attention more as well, but wake up and pay attention, right? Think about all of the contracts, the details, the marketing plans, the business trends, where customers are coming from, how much it costs to get a customer, how much profit you can make, what you can sell, what your product looks like, how much money it will take to get that product to market. All of those details, every single detail, the better we can pay attention, the better we can actually do what we're trying to do and make more money. It's that simple. It is lit. And so I never understood being 19 or 20, why this guy is just yelling, pay attention. I guess I tried to do a pretty good job naturally of doing that. But I finally started to understand when I could really differentiate as to why one football team might win, one might lose, and maybe the talent was similar. And actually, there were things after I played collegiate football in terms of running the 40-yard dash, running 40 yards as fast as you can. I didn't really learn how to do that very well until 4 years later when I got a tryout with an arena football team, a professional team, after not having played for 4 years, the San Jose Sabercats. And I was finally, I had some help in college, but I wasn't paying attention, and it really affected me. It really affected me because that's a statistic that is highly valued in football. And I wasn't paying attention to small things as to why I was so fast at certain times and why. And it all had to do with my calves, cocking my calf and putting pressure on it so it's like a spring. I would bend down and get in a track stance, but my speed and my quickness when I was in a certain stance came from that. And playing football sometimes, I did that. But I didn't necessarily do that running. I didn't run track. I didn't run track and field. So that small detail cost me perhaps playing more, although football is a tough sport, right? But I was running my fastest times consistently going into the professional tryout years later, which was funny. It's really funny. So those details are everything. And I just listed off about 10 things in business. And if you're wondering how this is applicable, you know, rewind and listen. Because every single part of what I just said, you can make a list and analyze those details in terms of what your competition's doing, how you are realistically going to compete, what you're going to be offering, where you're going to get customers from, and a whole litany of things, how much it's going to cost, the details of who's going to be manufacturing that, or even if you want to get a better job, how you're going to pay attention to exactly the reality of getting that job, not just what we think. I thought jobs actually fell out of the sky. I only had one job before starting my own companies, but I just thought jobs fell out of the sky graduating from University of Michigan. And it wasn't that way. So this skill, if you do a great job, and even helping you to deal with people, helping you to understand people, it's sort of like if you can pay attention to what's important to somebody, that could be the reason they like you. That could be the reason either you make the sale. That could be the reason they fall in love with you. Paying attention to what's important to them, not you, but them. And that's why I'm talking about money, by the way. money in business for me is a major thing. It was a major thing, and it is. We all have to live. And I'm going to sell things through this network, through this media company called Believe. But that's not why I'm doing this. We all could be making more money and just focusing on money. And some people are doing that, and that's okay. But I'm talking to you about money and business because I know it's important to a lot of people, and they don't teach us how to make money in college or at the university. So every one of those details. So paying attention is key. People like you, you know, paying attention applies to everything in life. And actually, when we pay attention more and more, we discover maybe our true purpose. We get led places that we never thought we would be led. I mean, I've been to 33 countries all over the world. I never thought I would be in most of them, completely random. And so paying attention is key. That can actually make you rich. Paying attention can make you rich. It's the one thing that can make you rich, along with taking action. And then I would say adapting. So step one is paying attention. The second step of this championship business and life formula would be to be on time. He used to yell, be on time. In addition to that, to me, be on time also means be honest. Do what you say you're going to do. Tell the truth, which has to do with being honest, right? Sort of the same thing. And don't make excuses. Just do it. If somebody wasn't on time for a meeting, they may have a million excuses. In football, especially you're dealing with college kids, they have to wake up at 6 a.m. the next morning, even in the snow, go sit in the stands, the stadium, huge stadium, 111 or 112,000 people, and just sit there or run up and down the stairs at 6 a.m. when everybody else is sleeping. And there's no debate about it. That's just what you do. So being honest, so how does this apply? How does this apply? Being honest applies to business. I really shouldn't even have to mention this. We all can do a better job. And sometimes this can make us mad when people aren't and we are. But it's all about step three, which I'm going to get into in a minute. But being honest, it's basically, and being on time, you have to deliver. You have to deliver. No matter what, you have to give your customers what they want. You have to be able, if you say you're going to be at an appointment, you have to be there. Paying attention. I can't tell you. I have probably gotten hundreds. I've gotten hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of job applications over time for different companies that I've owned. Three major ones that I've owned. And 5% of people even read and sort of reply to things like, tell me your availability. And I know it's tough to understand why this is so important, but if you understand all of the things I mentioned regarding business and all of the parts of business, and you know, I think they say 10% of businesses are profitable. That's why paying attention is so important. And in football, they're even tougher. You don't play or you're cut. You're not even on the team or you're up at 6 a.m. running, working out, right? So you need to be able to deliver as well. You need to do what you say you're going to do all of the time with no excuses. And if something happens, we all have things happen. Let somebody know in advance, you know, under promise and over deliver. Be on time in a way. Listen, if everybody was on time, they would be under promising and over deliver because almost it's very rare for us to encounter things that are always on time. Even the movies start 20 minutes late, you know, compared to the time that is stated, right? So under promise and over deliver. You know, if there are problems you anticipate or if there's something you can see coming up, give somebody maybe a little bit of a conservative estimate and then something that you think would be actually maybe a problem, if you couldn't do it, that would be a major catastrophe. Like, it's very conservative. You know you can do better. And then when you do better, you know, it depends on what the situation is, right? But when you know, my God, I can do better than that, give them a conservative estimate and then get it done. And when you do that, my God, will they love you. If you always do that, people will absolutely love you no matter what you're doing, and it will make you more money. And let me tell you the opposite side of the spectrum. If you overpromise and underdeliver, the opposite thing's going to happen. You're going to be out of business. You're going to be lying to people and stealing and cheating, and you're going to get fired. And certain people have a higher threshold than others. Steve Jobs and other people, they would go crazy. If you watch the movie Jobs with Ashton Kutcher, we've all seen that movie, right? Or a lot of us have. And he goes crazy in his younger years. And you know what? I've been there. And if you were with us for the first segment, the freedom and love technique, you can understand why we have to do that. If we can see inefficiencies, and it's really not about Steve Jobs being perfect and everybody else not be. It's about his reactions and learning things growing up. So if I grew up watching football coaches and I have that tough reaction, that's my frame of reference. It's not necessarily the right way to handle it, but things can make us crazy the more aware we are, to the point where we're crippled by the entire world, because none of us are perfect, including me. So this can be a major issue. So if you overpromise and underdeliver and are late and don't get the product to the customer they actually desire, you're going to be out of business. It's very simple. At some point, it's not going to last long. So be on time. When he yelled that, Lloyd Carr, Coach Lloyd Carr, there was so much to it, and it's so important. So this championship business and life formula, step two, be on time and all that that entails. And the next step, the third step, is to understand other people's perspectives and to get on the same page. And I'm going to tell you right now why this is so important. This could be the most important step yet, because I just mentioned everything to you regarding Steve Jobs, how he was angry, regarding very important things about how to make money. If you do these things, you can be rich. But without this last one, I really don't know if it's possible. Your depth of understanding and your ability to make things happen can increase so much when you do step three. It's literally the difference between number one, living a happy life, and number two, being rich or being poor. And so you have to understand what things mean to the other person and clarify definitions in business and when you want to make more money. If we think that being on time is 15 minutes late because our culture taught us that, nobody cares there, and we show up 15 minutes late, and being on time for a job means in a different, maybe you move to a different area, and it means starting exactly at that time. If you don't understand what be on time means to them, you're going to be fired. And the same goes in business. And if you are able to do this and understand differences in terms of the definition and the perspective of the other people that you're dealing with, either your customers or your boss or your partners or your manufacturers, if you're manufacturing a product or you are working with an advertising network and they're paying you and they're going to pay you, I sort of switched into that. Let's say a company is paying you, an advertising network, and they pay you on net 15, and you're doing pretty well. You have to make sure that net 15 means they're going to pay you on the 15th if you need that money. And I think it's a good thing for them to do what they say they're going to do anyway. because otherwise they could pay you 30 days late. It's very common to get paid late. Very, very common. It's way too common. People are trying to stretch things. You need to be on the same page, and you need to do the same thing for your customers. Because in that case, if you're the advertising network, you have customers, and doing what you say you're going to do can actually get you more customers. One of the reasons people like working with Google is they pay on time all of the time. And they generally do what they say they're going to do in terms of advertising. So if you advertise with Google, it's pretty straightforward. If you get paid by Google, Google AdSense, they pay you on time. And not a lot of advertising networks do that. I don't know why, to be honest with you. They should probably get a hint from Google that being known for being honest can be a huge reason, a huge differentiator. It could bring you more customers. So, and if you over-deliver, if you give people bonuses and more than they want, you're really going to be looked at as amazing. If you can sustain that, you really have to plan for what you're trying to do. And it's the same thing if you're trying to get a job or increase your business. Just under promise and over deliver. But understand the other perspectives of people and what words mean to them and what words mean to us, right? Understand the differences in those things, because we can be on completely different pages and have different expectations. And so when you can understand that and get on the same page, and take some responsibility for that too, because it's not that I'm always right. It's just that I was taught a certain way. Somebody else might be taught another way. They might be taught to scam people. But I can love them and just let them know how important getting on the same page is, and ask them tell them, listen, if you do this for me, I'm going to bring you more business. And I'm going to make sure everybody knows that you are the one that delivers more than you promised, or that you're simply on time doing what you say. Reward them for that. Even if you think they might be tough to work with, ask them what they need to meet you in the middle with that definition. Or you know what you can do once you get on the same page with somebody? You can get the truth. If they're used to paying net 15, and to them that could mean 30 days later. If you say, listen, please tell me, man or ma'am, right? Whoever you're working with, how do you really pay people? Are you paying 30 days late? What can you realistically deliver this to me? Or when can you realistically pay me, I should say, right? If you're working with a manufacturer manufacturing a product, they might tell you 10 business days. And I've seen it where the truth is maybe 40 business days, and they won't tell you that. And you have to talk to people and butter them up a little bit, you know, butter them up, tell them what's in it for them. There's a great book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, that I could read more. And that's by Carnegie. And tell them what's in it for them and why it will be valuable for them to do this. And then find the truth, and that can put yourself at ease. But these principles are so important. So doing these things might allow us to love the other people. Once we can really be honest with each other, it'll make it easier for us to love everybody. And there is a tension there that we created with capitalism, and that is to get ahead, right? But who are we really competing with? We're on the same team. Whether we know it or not, when we compete, we're elevating society in a way. That's why they say capitalism works. But, you know, it could be quite possible we all are connected. In fact, physicists have proven that all points in space and time are connected. So this can help us love ourselves, love other people, and make a lot more money and grow a business. And without it, it's going to be very tough. You could get lucky, but I tell you what, I have spent years of my life not paying attention to small details. And that was the reason I could have said, if I was going to be tough, oh, I wasted a year on that project. Or if you're trying to get a better job, you know, you got to pay attention to how much time you're going to have, how long it's going to take. You might need to get an assistant on Upwork.com in the Philippines. And we'll get into all these things in future episodes. But I hope this has really, really helped you. The Championship Business and Life Formula. It's really exciting. Combine this, you know, with being accountable and spreading ideas about paying attention and doing what you say you're going to do. And people will love you. And understanding what things are important to somebody else, people will really, really love you. So I really am so happy that you've joined me. And we're going to have a show next time that's a little bit more conventional. We're going to get into specific parts of business, step-by-step processes to improve your business and really what that consists of. But we're going to do some amazing things here at Believe. And we're going to do this. It's my great honor for you to be part of this community and to get excited about this. Really, really get excited. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Believe you can do it. Believe you can accomplish anything. Believe you are put on this earth to fulfill your full potential. Are we just going to die and not do that? I understand if we feel that way. I have felt that way. I have felt like I was dead, on the floor crying like a little baby, on the floor, just like a baby crying, thinking I'm terrible, that nothing matters, that I've wasted time, my life, I can't do anything. Get excited about this. Make a change. If you want unconventional news, if you want to learn about things that can really push the envelope, things that are hidden from you, things that people aren't talking about, and how we can compromise and really love and come together. And you help me. You help me. All I want you to do is spread the message about this show and this network and this community, which is you. It's not necessarily, I'm here, I'm sitting here right now, but you are way actually more important. You give me fuel by sharing this. And so go to believecontest.com. We're giving away to our free subscribers, YouTube and iTunes, $250 gift cards to the person who, in the next 10 days, to the person who gives the best comment or the best story and subscribes to iTunes or YouTube or the best feedback. And you can spread that link, believecontest.com, and that will spread the message. I thank you for sharing your time with me. I am so excited about the possibilities. I want to hear how this really affects you. I want to hear actual movement. I want to feel like you are changing your life. I want to feel like you are finally feeling powerful, that you can move mountains, you can cure yourself, you can do things you never thought possible. So thank you for joining me on Believe. I'm Nicholas Upchurch. God bless you. God bless us all. And let's make it happen.